A representative from the United Nations describes the situation in Syria as the most serious crisis facing the international community. UN inspectors are in Syria. They're working to figure out if chemical weapons have been used in the country. The UN describes chemical weapons use as outrageous and unacceptable. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, considers chemical weapons a threat to international peace. Tom Foreman explains the impact of one of these kinds of weapons.
Sarin can be launched in an artillery shell or a missile. It can be dropped from an airplane. It goes out as a liquid, but as it spreads out, it very quickly and easily turns into a gas. Now, we showed it there, but the truth is it is colorless. It is odorless. You would have no idea you were even being attacked by it, even though it's much more lethal than cyanide. What does it do to people? Well, it can cause blurred vision, rapid breathing, heavy sweats, confusion, headaches, in the worst cases, nausea, convulsions, paralysis, and as it shuts down the ability of the body to breathe, even death, and in the worst cases, that can come very, very quickly, perhaps within even 1 minute.
The U.S. and other countries are considering whether to take action against Syria. On Tuesday, the White House said President Obama was reviewing his options but had not decided anything at that time. One option could be a military strike. U.S. warships, like you see in this animation, are in the Mediterranean Sea. Military officials say they're ready if the president gives an order to strike. Most of you who participated in the quick poll on our blog think the U.S. should not take military action in Syria. Here's where the latest numbers were last night. 59% said the U.S. should not strike. 36% said it should. 5% were undecided. Kathy says we have nothing to do with what's going on there, and we shouldn't get involved, even if chemical weapons were involved. Mike writes that while there are many tragic situations in the world, I question if the USA should always feel like it must step up and lead a response. Trent says chemical weapons are serious, and in that region of the world, they cannot be ignored. The U.S. has a responsibility to exert influence in this situation. From Anthony and Nick, we don't need to jump into another war right now. We need to focus on our own problems. Noah and Leilani say the U.S. should take action. Syria's civil war could get way out of hand soon, and we need to control it before it does. And from Georgia, let's forget about violence and work on the economy. We've got enough on our plate. U.S. military jury says Major Nidal Hassan should be put to death. That verdict yesterday comes nearly 4 years after a shooting at a U.S. Army base. 13 people were killed in the attack at Fort Hood, Texas in 2009. 32 others were wounded. Hassan was convicted of murder and attempted murder charges for all of those victims. Hassan served as his own attorney in the trial and refused to offer much of a defense or any closing arguments in the sentencing phase. The jury's recommendation of the death penalty goes to an Army general to be reviewed.